is Lena Life. I'm Lena Mirmond. I like to make an announcement of tremendously important day today. We have a 66th anniversary of Victory Day, the end of World War II. I have a great privilege to celebrate this in my own right and to have my guest, who is a historic figure in his own right, who is an outstanding politician. He is the mayor, Bill Hanover, of Ossining. I'd like to welcome Mayor to our program.
And thank you.
And we will proceed with conversation, we will talk about Ossining as an extremely unusual and distinguished town in Westchester County, New York, and tremendous role which Mayor Hanauer played in the development of Ossining, becoming again the mayor relatively recently with quite a great victory. My first question would relate to your observation of Ossining before you became the mayor and during your first term, and what is your perception of Ossining now?
Well, as you know, I'm in my third term now, so I have some historical perspective. The village is and always has been one of great diversity of people from all over the world, from all walks of life, from all economic levels as well. And when I came here, I've only been in the village for 16 years. When I first came here, the village was still suffering mightily from post-industrial blight and middle-class flight from the center of the village. That is, the middle class is still here, but they no longer live downtown. That is a result of the car culture and the cost of land in a municipality as opposed to out in the suburb. And now I can see, after we've spent a great deal of effort with help from the county and the state, I can see the village improving continuously. I can't say as rapidly as I would prefer, but so long as it continues to do so, I can deal with that. We have rebuilt most of our water treatment plant, for instance. We have our own reservoir, our own water treatment plant. We have rebuilt many miles of sewers and water delivery mains. We have re-equipped what is generally considered one of the best fire departments, volunteer fire departments in the state. But it cannot remain so unless we continually replace obsolete equipment, obsolete apparatus, obsolete turnout gear, the clothing that firemen wear. So if you go around the village now on a street such as Spring Street, which when I moved here 16 years ago was deteriorating fairly rapidly, you will see that there are stone walls where there didn't used to be walls. They're not high walls. They're just stone walls. Those stone walls indicate, a tradition here in Ossining where we had our own quarries in the 19th century and early 20th century, and we brought over a lot of people from Italy, among other places, to build the dams, the Croton Dam, and various walls in the village here. So you see that tradition continuing, and you see a new group of craftspersons from Central and South America buying up once deteriorating homes, fixing those homes, and adding stone walls in front of those homes and around the sides if they're on a corner. Those stone walls in Central and South American life indicate moving up in the economic stratum. So you see that happening all over the village.
I like very much, of course, to dedicate some time in the program to your personal story as a professional politician, also as an artist, and I was quite fascinated by your biography, which is so diversified, which has obviously helped you to merge all your different qualities and form it into such a successful progressive leadership abilities. So before we will go to that, I'd like to elaborate more on Osunin, and I just wanted to say for myself that this is uniquely interesting historic town. Needless to say, it's one of the beautiful towns along the Hudson River, but it has a history of some locations of special mansions and estates. It's also a place where some outstanding individuals, like author John Cheever, had his last home. I mention him particularly because I had the privilege briefly to meet him, because one of his residents was in Quincy, Massachusetts, which is one of the Boston areas. And he was, just to mention on the side, was a like a little conceptual thinker of Chekhov, which is a Russian writer. But moving along, there are some other actors and some other very interesting musicians and actually co-founder of major businesses. So when you came to this community, I'm not exactly sure, but it was ranked at some point as a number two best community for living in Westchester by Westchester Magazine.
That was last year.
That was last year. Well, again, then, congratulations to you. And there was certain acknowledgement of diversity and certain thoughts which allows people to gravitate to that area and to live there, speaking about housing costs, park and recreation facilities, property taxes, certainly proximity to New York, safety, schools, obviously beauty of the water, nightlife, shopping, and some other downtown possibilities of spending time and money. So how you find your activities possible to diversify your attention and your leadership to move all these aspects of this town relatively proportionally to the progress?
Well, I think I need to go back a little bit and tell you how my philosophy of government and policy and polity was developed. I grew up in a family that was involved in social issues, my grandfather was involved in the 1920s and 30s in some interracial work. He was an attorney, and he represented an all-black university, and George Washington Carver, who was the president of Tuskegee University, well, in those days Tuskegee Institute, they were also very close friends. So that was a very unpopular thing in Alabama in the period we were talking about. My grandfather, my whole family is from New York, but he went down there to represent his friend. It was from my grandfather and my parents, who were also involved, that I learned to be an all-inclusive person, not necessarily a politician, but to more than accept but embrace different cultures. In our family, it was not uncommon to find a dinner party with doctors and artists and musicians from all over the world who spoke many languages. And my father spoke many languages as well. So I grew up in a very rich, in the cultural sense, family. And during a large chunk of my career, 15 years, I represented three unions in the entertainment industry, and I was the chair of a 21-union lobbying organization for 13 years, developed legislation and saw it pass, and negotiated contracts and worked on health plans and pension plans for employees. So there I had the experience of developing my not only my philosophy and my political thought, but actual skills in doing all of those things. That led me to Ossining, and when I became mayor, there was a period of catching up to do. That is, I think, all of us for many years have had to battle that post-industrial blight and middle-class flight from downtown. The downtown area now is filled with immigrants, as it was in the 19th century and was in the 20th century, different immigrants. So I have learned to address people in their own languages and address their issues. So I make speeches in Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian. We have two sister villages, one in Portugal and one in Italy, and I go there and develop relationships with those the populations of those villages as well. This is very useful, as it is for a country to reach out to other countries to enrich its own culture and its own polity. It is very useful for a village to do so. So recently we had a teleconference, for instance, with the village of Sassinoro in southern Italy. We discussed water, our water purification plant and our reservoir, and how we have improved it and how we intend to continue doing that, and their water situation. They don't have the sort of filtration plant that we do, and they are beginning to think about developing that sort of thing. So it's really interesting, and it drew in parts of Ossining society that would not ordinarily be involved in the running of the village. So my goal here is to reach out to everyone.
This is a wonderful point you made, because if we will stretch to some international meaning of what you're doing, and it is certainly remarkable and very unusual for the mayor of a town, not even a city, needless to say, capital, to make such a powerful statement, such a powerful connection, which I believe correlates with the general movement in the world, because after collapse of Soviet Union, where borders became so much more open and people became reunited in some chaotic way, in some more organized way, but it was a unifying force, almost necessity, to understand each other in a much better, deeper level. What you're doing is certainly reinforcing that, and I believe that that your talents of the language and, of course, psychological approach and openness to other cultural groups and their mental idiosyncrasies creates this fantastic level of communication. Because it's not a secret that expectations of the citizens are very high. They like to solve somehow questions of this very high taxes, of course, burden of unemployment. And when you're creating such a broad and humanly accessible ways of communication, I believe that you conquer a lot of barriers and you're getting much better result in a shorter period of time. So I just incredibly admire you for the fact that you are so innovative for reaching out.
Well, it's something I learned to do very early, and I find it crucial for running a village like this. But I should say also that I've spent a lot of time in Europe as essentially an outsider. I lived in the Netherlands. I've lived in Venice and managed to have a really good life in those places, first with a family in the Netherlands when I was young. But it meant adopting other people's methods of living. And that's really a wonderful thing to do, to understand how other people live and to participate in it. And I must say, one of the joys of my life right now, a very personal thing, I have an exchange student from India who is here living with me for the year and studying at Ossining High School. And it's been just an eye-opening experience to share my life with him and share all of the wonderful riches we have in this country that are not really available to him, and equally to learn from him about his life. Now, he's not the only one I've had. I had a boy from Germany last year. And it's quite extraordinary, and it's sort of paying forward or maybe paying back, I'm not sure, the hospitality that I received as a youngster.
Well, that leads to another remarkable activities which you have in a community life. In fact, one of your activities, I understand, has a program which called Too Young, Too Smart, Too Start.
Correct.
And that program, which has to do with drinking and usage of substance abuse. And I'd like to ask you, frankly, this is such an incredibly painful issue. How would you suggest that politics and modern history will be incorporated in everyday high school students? Middle school is wonderful too, and I do have history classes. But I believe that the high school, especially this youngster which you have from another country, probably will be very hungry to know how American modern society with its challenges will correlate with some other societies and how economically and professionally they can coexist, being prosperous in business. So how's this program can be stretched to some other avenues for young people?
Well, I think it's very important that young people have a direct connection with their local government. Local government, village government, and this is a village, not a town. We are within a town, but we are a village. Village government is the closest anyone in their homes or on the streets ever gets to government. People can walk up to me on the street and say, can you fix the pothole on my block, or I'm upset about something, or thank you for something, or they can say whatever they like, and they do. That is not true of a senator or the president, surely, or even a governor, except in the surroundings where he lives. I have a lot of direct contact with high school and middle school and even earlier kids. I have for years now been reading to first and third graders on certain days. I'm part of the Rotary, which gives out dictionaries and thesauri to third graders and fifth graders. You're right about the Too Young, Too Smart to Start. It's a program of communities that care, which is run essentially, it's a not-for-profit coalition It is run by the former chair of the Board of Education, the supervisor of the town of Ossining, the mayor of the village of Ossining, someone representing the Westchester County Library System, who's been very active in Ossining life, social and political life for many years, and someone from the Open Door, which is an historic clinic for people of little means, with a sliding scale from zero to not much, for people to pay for medical services. Those are the leaders of this organization, but there are also people from very many child-related organizations that belong to this. So it's a coalition of coalitions. We have other organizations that provide direct services to children. We have the schools involved, and it's very gratifying. Every 2 years, we do a survey of the kids who are pretty honest about whether they are drinking or using drugs, and it gives us an idea of how to focus our energies to improve the giving up of drugs, to keep kids from getting involved early on. I think also Ossining parents, to a very large degree, are very concerned about their children. And I'm one of them. I like to know where my son is, my guest son is, all the time. I want to know that he's safe. I know, because I know him, he's not drinking or smoking marijuana, but I also am concerned about his friends, and if they are, I don't want him to be with them. And I'm not alone. There are many parents here who, partly thanks to Communities of Care, which is an eye-opener organization, take greater care of their children. I also, as mayor, reach out to students in the schools and participate in activities in the schools. Last year, for instance, we had a government day at the high school where I brought all of the department heads of the village and the village manager for a round table in front of, I think, four classes initially, and we did it for two periods in a row. So it was four classes in each period. However, since it was in the library, a lot of other kids came. And we talked about what it is we do and took questions from them. And as has been said, there are no stupid questions. When kids are interested, they ask good questions, and that would spur us on to talk about other things within the village. I try to participate in every event at the high school that I can. I always go to their concerts and their shows and football games. So reaching out to kids is really crucial. And all of them know that they can find their mayor. They know where I live. They know where the office is. And if they need to talk, and some of them do, they come in to talk to me. I also, the high school also has a participation in government class where the students have to come to board meetings of the village board. They dribble in one at a time, one this week, two next week. And some of them, having been to one board meeting, get hooked and are interested in politics from that point on. So when they go to college, the likelihood is they will take a poli-sci class or something else. So that they are socially conscious and politically conscious at a fairly early age. I think this is crucial. It can't, the running of a government cannot be left to only to old people, and it cannot be left to ideologues. It has to be open to new ideas and innovative ways. And kids are amazing, the things they come up with. The technology that kids are so adept at and that people my age really struggle. I bought an iPhone last week, and I'm still learning A, B, C, and D. And my guest son, who'd never seen an iPhone before, picked it up and immediately knew what to do with it.
You're much ahead of me. I'm still an A and B. I only conscious of time and respect your schedule. I like to express one thought and then to ask somewhat as comprehensive as I can last question. But before, it touched me very deeply when you said that they know where to find their mayor. I think it should be as a slogan. And I think it is such an incredible quality which you exhibit, where young person doesn't feel inferior and feel comfortable to ask questions, to relate his or her peace of mind to you. And then again, you have this communication, which brings one of my thoughts. I think it's a great deception when people assume that governing of a village or town may be somewhat more simple and more transparent than a city or the country. I think there is a tremendous relationship where big city does depend on a smaller village or smaller town, because it's like a backbone. And you set this stone almost like a family where all elements of human life, political vision, great necessity for business development is becoming much more revealed in every level. So I believe that your role is totally unique and extremely resourceful in many ways compared to some mayors or other senators or even the president who has to see the big picture and hardly can see some details the way you are pursuing with such great devotion. I'd like to ask the last question, non-political.
Okay.
Going through years of your experience, what is the most important single personal quality you discovered in yourself?
I think it's essentially the ability to learn and change.
That's a very profound answer. And I cannot wish a better ending to my program with a very outstanding politician, historian, humanitarian, artist, and certainly visionary, Mayor Bill Hanauer. I wanted to thank you so much. If you are scheduled,
I thank you very much. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Well, thank you so much, and I would say until soon. I will have a few post thoughts after this music break, and I hope that this program was extremely informative and memorable, especially because it was attached to the great victory day.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. my additional program because I had true privilege to have Mayor Bill Hanauer for this incredible day of a victory of a Second World War ending this most horrific human experience. And I only hope that the post-war years will continue teach us and correspond to most noble human ideas and profound goals which we as a human being have privilege to pursue and to achieve. We all know that world today is very challenging. We just had tremendous event with the victory of catching one of the most terrible terrorists, Osama bin Laden. So that was another victory of American government and leadership. And all these events, even though they're incredibly gruesome and very sadly affecting our emotions, but in the same time, it gives us sense of hope, privilege to be who we are, and continue to develop the best we can offer to ourselves and to the world. On this note, I wanted to thank you all for listening, for thinking with us, and for more brighter and prosperous days ahead of us. I'm Lina Mirmont with Lina Live as an extra edition which was devoted to Mayor Bill Hanauer of Ossining, one of the most unique and well-established village in Westchester County, New York. Until tomorrow.
Thank you.